For listeners in this country, radio used to be the place where live drama and comedy programs were heard. That's mostly gone now, but hardly forgotten by commentator Gene Shepherd.
The other day, I'm sitting in my dentist's office, waiting in the waiting room there, and I'm going through the National Geographic, which is the only time I ever get a chance to see the National Geographic, is when I'm in the waiting room of the dentist's office there. I can hear the screams of the wounded, and I'm looking at these ladies sitting there in these dugout canoes, and once in a while I hear him. My dentist, by the way, has a new anesthetic. He uses this rubber mallet. And it's very effective. You just hear this thump and the scream stops. Well, anyway, I'm sitting there reading this dumb piece about old radio. And they always talk about the same stars of old radio. They always write about Jack Benny and Rochester. They always write about Fred Allen and Allen's Alley. But they never write about the shows that really affected me as a kid. For example, how many of you remember this show? It used to come on with this phone ringing. And then this guy would say, Duffy's Tavern, and this is Archie. Duffy ain't here. All right, I'll ask you a bit of trivia. Who was the comic who created that show? They never write about him. And yet, he was as big as bottled beer in his time. And then there was another show that would come on. You'd hear the sound of this guy knocking. You'd hear the knocking on the door like this. There's nobody home. I hope. Who was that? Who was the comic that created that character? He was a door-to-door salesman. And I used to sit there, I used to laugh so hard that after the show, I always had to change my pants. It was really great. Then there was another, there was another show that came on that had as a featured character in it an undertaker. Now, how many comedy shows do you hear today that have an undertaker in them? And I'll give you a brass figlegee with bronze oak leaf palm if you can tell me the name of that character. The Undertaker. They also had a guy in that show that was the water commissioner. And the star of the show, as a matter of fact, was the mayor of a small town. And the show was a spinoff from Fibber McGee and Molly. Who played that character? The Great Gildersleeve. And what was the name of the Undertaker? Don't know, do you? For National Public Radio, this is your archivist, Gene Shepherd.